The New Hampshire Now program is proudly presented by Carter Hill Orchard. Pick your own apples at Carter Hill Orchard. This is New Hampshire Now, 1914-50 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by AARP New Hampshire, as well as the Concord Food Co-op. And this segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and electrical needs. I encourage you to experience the paradigm shift by checking out ParadigmPH.com. Come to the next hour of the program. Wayne Lesperance joins us from New England College. We'll talk about last night's U.S. Senate debate on MUR between Gene Shaheen and Corky Messner. That coming up. Also, Tim Sink from the Greater Concord Chamber of Commerce on business and concerns in regards to business as COVID cases increase. And there is more anxiety and angst about the fact we may be heading in the wrong direction. A lot of folks concerned about the future of, whether we're going to be going back to a stay-at-home order and things of that nature. So we'll talk about that with Tim Sink just a little bit here on the program. But right now, we are excited to welcome to the show my friend, the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. He is Steve Labby. Steve, how are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing fantastic, buddy.
Good. Appreciate joining us for the show. So obviously, we'll start with kind of the business take on things where, you know, I think we all kind of feel it that the winter months are coming around. And as we talked about in the previous interview with Lisa Madden from Riverbend, there's kind of a natural depression that we have to fight this time of year when it's dark in the morning when you go to work. It's dark in the evening when you come home. And the daylight is shrinking. It's getting colder. And Steve, in addition to being a phenomenal businessman, is also the most upbeat individual I have ever met. So if there is anybody to battle the darkness, both literally and figuratively, it is Steve. So, Steve, how do we battle the darkness right now?
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you. You know what? It's always good to start off with a good breakfast. Are you a breakfast guy?
Breakfast is my favorite meal of the day.
Yeah. You know what? I'm telling you, if you can get some good systems in place, like I already listened to some Kenny Chesney, and that always gets me in a great mood, you know, and take a nice hot shower. I mean, I'm not trying to promote plumbing here, Chris. I'm just saying. You should take a nice hot shower to wake up. And good breakfast and, you know, good music. And, I mean, what's better than that to wake up every morning, too? And that's our time. We have only a limited amount of time. We only get 24 hours in a day. We might as well make our morning start ours and own it, right?
So here's the deal. Like, we are all in control of our lives. And at times it may feel like we're not. And it is up to us to battle through that adversity and to get things back to being on our terms. And Steve is describing it there perfectly. You know, set the tone for your life. You are in control. And ways to do that, what's your favorite music? Put your music on and get yourself set. Get yourself in a good mindset. What does it take, you know, early in the day to get yourself going? A good, nutritious meal. Maybe some exercise in the morning before you get going. Making sure you have enough sleep. Set life on your terms and start to find things throughout the course of the day that you want to implement to make sure that life stays on your terms. And yeah. I think that is really, really important. And, you know, a lot of times we find ourselves being, having our mood dictated by outside things, whether it's the news, whether it's relatives, whether it's a spouse or kids or whatever. Everything around us tends to dictate, where we're going. But set some structure and make sure that life is being lived on your terms. If rather than going into your phone and looking what the news is, put on some Kenny Chesney and don't do that to start your day. And if you feel like you're going in the wrong direction, take a look, take a step back and analyze why you think you're going in the wrong direction. What can I do to make myself happy? What little things can I do to put into my mix as an individual to make sure that I am enjoying each day and living life to its utmost in that day?
No, you're totally right. And, you know, the negative self-talk, you know, that everybody has it. Everybody, it pops into the head, whether they're going to, you know, think about what happened yesterday or last month or, you know, what's going to go on, presumably in the beginnings of the day. Negative self-talk is definitely something we all need to work on. And we need to just say, you know what? I'm not hanging out there. Yeah, I know I got a challenging day. Who do I need to become to handle that tough day? You know, don't worry about every single thing that you have to do. All you have to do is say, who do I need to be? I'm going to be Steve Labby. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to give this day my best. And guess what? That's all we can do is give today our best.
No, it's so true. And, you know, you think about, particularly in the COVID-19 environment, where COVID-19 is very much a battle within ourselves from a mental standpoint. And, you know, there's a virus which is out there that may cause harm, may not cause harm based upon the individual. And you're worried about giving it to your parents or individuals who are older and the potential effect that that could have. You know, it's the battle of, oh, did I make sure I washed my hands enough today? Did I come into contact with people that weren't wearing masks? Is what's the all that mental side of things, the risk versus reward of, you know, I really like to go to Florida, but, you know, I really shouldn't do that. But, you know, you only have so many chances to do things like that. So should I be doing it? Should I not be doing it? All these various mental gymnastics, it's kind of like dieting where you're like, you're trying to figure out, you know, should I have that chocolate cake or not? And then you're beating yourself up for eating the chocolate cake or not eating the chocolate cake.
Yeah,
all these individual
the chocolate cake. Okay, I don't mean to interrupt you, but back to the making myself feel good and good food. Chocolate cake is always a good idea.
Those are words to live by. Eat the chocolate cake. There's that great phrase, life is short, eat dessert first. And I see you as being one of those guys. So just make sure, you know, that you are happy in your choices and that and find peace in those choices. Because I think that the mental gymnastics of COVID, you know, should your kid play basketball? Should your kids hang out with other kids? Should you have Thanksgiving? Should you not have Thanksgiving? All of these, you know, mental gymnastics side of it is creating more of a weight, I think, in a lot of circumstances than the virus is. I think you just have to find a consistent place that you want to be and make decisions that are consistent to that place.
Yep, totally. And, you know, it brings out other things. Like, I was talking to my wife. I'm like, what are we going to do, you know, for the holiday, you know? And she's like, I had a really cool idea because I was thinking about, we could make individual pot pies, chicken pot pies, turkey pot pies. She goes, what do you think? I'm like, that's the best idea. I love it. And then we can pass them out to, so we usually have like 28 people here. And I said, then we can go deliver it and we all can be actually like enjoying the same food and kind of imagining we're together, right? I mean, it's a little bit of the, you know, a mind play, but for sure, they're going to enjoy that cooking. We don't stop cooking. We still share and make, you know, we want to be a part of their holiday. And Thanksgiving is a really, really big holiday.
And that is exactly the type of mindset that I'm describing here. How do I make a circumstance where I could get depressed and be like, you know, Thanksgiving is one of those special times where everybody comes together and instead say, well, how can I make this work for me? How can I meet with everybody that I normally meet with individually? And that's a way to do it, where you go, you deliver, you talk for a little bit, maybe you spend more time with them one-on-one than you would normally spend if everybody was together at Thanksgiving. So how do you make the situation work? And how do you turn the adversity into a positive? And I think that, you know, that's a conversation that a lot of people are having now. We're about a month out from Thanksgiving. We're 10 days out from Halloween and still trying to figure out exactly what we're going to do there. I have one kid that says, nope, I got no interest in Halloween this year. I'm not going from house to house, and one person that wants to. So we'll figure out how to make it work for both. And, you know, I think that that's important too, letting kids and others, you know, make choices that they feel comfortable with and within reason. And and then figuring out, you know, how to meet people where they are. It's, if somebody doesn't want to come to Thanksgiving, don't put a lot of pressure on them to do it, because if something happens, you'll feel bad about it and they'll feel bad about it. So meet them where they are.
I love that idea about one child wants to do trick-or-treat and one doesn't. So one stays home and passes out candy. And I saw something on Facebook where a guy had a PVC pipe and he put the candy in and it slid down the pipe. I'm like, that dude's promoting plumbing. I like him.
That's awesome. Yeah, or just have a pipe, and then like the kid puts his trick or treat I forget what it's called bag or whatever. No, there has to be a better phrase than that. But bag, we'll go with bag. And so put the bag at the bottom, and you kind of shoot it in there, right? Or shoot the candy out of a water gun or a I don't know.
This is going crazy. It's so funny. I'm thinking of potato guns. You got to stay on the street, okay? I'm going to send them. Here it goes. Boom, boom. Sending them up into the air. They think it's, Happy Pinata Day.
One of those T-shirt cannons they use at the sporting events.
M&M's are taking people out. You know, you get cops show up.
I like the way this is heading, actually. It's Steve Labby joining us for the program. He is the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. This hour of the show brought to you by ARP New Hampshire, as well as the Concord Food Co-op. Let's talk about marketing in the COVID-19 environment and, you know, how that has changed. I think that there's been obviously a huge shift towards digital and figuring out, you know, how to market yourself from a digital perspective. But there's a lot of traditional aspects of marketing which, you know, will never go away. And Steve is the master of taking the traditional aspect of marketing and giving it a little bit of a kick in the butt to make it a little bit more fun. And I'm curious as to where you're at with that.
Well, it's funny, before COVID happened, I had these Boston Bruins coasters, and I'm doing Zoom and, protecting my table with them. And then, they're talking about tomorrow's money and, how to advertise differently and all this thing. And I look down and I'm like, Paradigm Coasters, that'll be awesome. So I created Paradigm Coasters and I co-ventured it with my good buddies down at Giant Landscaping. I love those guys and I'm always trying to promote them. And so now we have a coaster that's both sides. And it's funny because they're the ones that usually always bring me to La Coretta, and that's where we got it. So it's kind of a fun little loop of how things get created. And I am looking forward to getting them into, the bar areas and find out who would accept my coasters. I mean, pretty much they're just passed to my clients now and to my employees. And, it's a fun thing. It's not like we went crazy. We didn't buy, a million of them. We just bought a small quantity, just to have some fun with it and to, try something new. And, that guerrilla marketing definitely works. When you're seeing something constantly, it's imprinting in your brain and you're like, you're top of mind. People are going to think about you, whether it's a pen, a simple pen, it'll still work, a coffee mug or whatever you're doing for promotion. You really want to be top of mind and I call it TOMA, let's do some TOMA, top of my awareness.
I think, those traditional aspects of things are still really strong, whether it's a beer glass, water bottles, I think are huge now. Costly to make them, particularly a high quality one. But if you make a high quality water bottle, give it out for free and slap your logo on it, I mean, that's big. I mean, everybody carries water bottles with them now. Yep. And that type of a thermos type thing, I think that's something that makes a lot of sense if you can get a deal with a supplier and do something that makes sense. That's a really good way of marketing. And yeah, I mean, those traditional elements are still really, really important in terms of the overall marketing scheme. Well, Steve, as always, appreciate you joining us for the program, and we look forward to chatting again next week.
Okay, you got it, Chris. Take care, buddy.
All right, that is Steve Labby. He is the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, joining us here on the New Hampshire Now program. I am Chris Ryan. This hour of the show is presented by ARP New Hampshire, as well as the Concord Food Co-op, and that segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. The New Hampshire Now program is proudly presented by Carter Hill Orchard. Pick your own apples at Carter Hill Orchard.